from Washington, that's VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkish government jails human rights workers.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
That's John Dalwiesen. He's the Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia. Workers from one of the most renowned human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism.
In the early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Ezer, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It's not exactly certain which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is an attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
Now, the United States has come out and they have urged Turkey to drop the charges, free the six prisoners, and lift provisions of the country's state of emergency that allow what the U.S. spokeswoman called the indiscriminate prosecutions of individuals. Amnesty's workers were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours.
But I think the reality is no government critic, no human rights organization can consider itself safe in the Turkey of today. What happened last night was a seismic shift in how the Turkish human rights community needs to be thinking about itself, will be thinking about how it can operate in Turkey today.
Now, four of the workers have been released from custody but are barred from traveling abroad and required to regularly report to police. This is VOA News.